Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Brat Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member and set that, and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still have not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleairc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N5ALW, good evening, Jeff.
KC2YXN, good evening, Jeff.
KC2MBU.
I got KC2MBU at the end there. Was that, I think you were doubling there with John. Was that you in there? WA2U, were you doubling in there?
I don't think so. WA2U.
There you are. I figured that was you. Well, I got you here on the other side of Ray. Okay. All right. We'll start at the top. N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. We've got a temperature here of 58 degrees. Temperature range today was 41 to 63. And tomorrow's going to be in the 70s, so Roll and I'm just going to let the wood fire go out. And that's why I wouldn't want to be burning coal right now, because it's too much of a mess to keep a coal fire going out and on and out and on. Wood fire is a heck of a lot easier for that, that's for sure. At least till mid-October or so. So, I'm going to take Mom Southwood Health Center tomorrow. This week or so, she's been eating practically nothing, and she's never hungry, and she's losing weight, so, you know, she gets to the doctor tomorrow. So, that's about the story. Oh, I'm back on the tri-bander again. That beam does work extremely well. Well, I don't have to have it for this, of course. So, it's back on the tri-bander. So, with that, we'll say God bless. 73's all around. N2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, good luck with that with your mom there. Maybe she wants to change the menu. Maybe we'll get some different foods in there. We'll see. But all right, your signal sounds great here, so you're doing a good job into the repeater. But all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Great day today. Got a few things done. Yesterday I worked on make a bookcase for my wife. I got that done, finished it up this morning, and we got that in place, and she's got her books neatly stacked in the corner, and that works out real well. I replaced one that fell apart about just about a week ago, so it was a project at hand, but anyway, got it done. Made a good project for the day. Didn't have a whole lot going on otherwise, but worked out nice. I want to say hi to everyone else that checked in, and 73 to all. Return it back to you, Jeff, at 5AOW.
All right, Bill. Well, good. Sounds like you got your hands full of projects as usual. Okay. Somebody pick up the net last night? Were you here? I wasn't able to do it.
No, I didn't. I didn't pick it up. As a matter of fact, I don't believe I checked in last night. We were out and didn't get back until late.
Okay, I see somebody did it here on the, I see that recording of the net came up on the website, so somebody did it. whoever did it, thank you. I had to go up to the Monday night football game. We went down and watched the Jets get beat there by the Bears, but we had a good time anyway. But so I wasn't able to do the net from down there. My signal's not strong enough, I guess. Anyway, all right, Bill. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, KC2YXN. Kathy, good evening. I'm assuming that you guys still have the garden going, and I hope it's going good. Looks like we've got a little respite here from the cold for a little while. And what's going on with you?
KC2YXN here. Well, thanks, Jeff, for doing the net this evening. I got stuff covered up. We had a frost here last night, got down to 31 degrees. I still got some lettuce, some peppers, and some zucchini, and some beans. So, kind of just hanging on by the fingernails, but the next frost, I think I'll hang it up. I don't know. We got a dinner of potatoes, too, so that's always fun. That's John's favorite project in the garden. So, send it back to you, Jeff, KC2YXN.
Yeah, I know how that goes. You always want that garden to just keep going. You wish you could go all the way into February, but, well, what are you going to do? I didn't get a frost here in town, still got a bunch of stuff going there in the garden, but it's any time now, you know, that's the way it is. All right, well, thanks for checking in. Kathy, you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Got 56 degrees up on the hill here. And just realizing I never shut the air compressor off when I came in. So I got to go back out and unplug the air compressor. Over.
Yeah, you don't want that running all night. All right. Okay, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, what's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff. WA2U. Good to hear everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Had a good day today. Had an electrician and his partner come over, put a wall plug in for us in the living room. So we had one where there's never been one. It was kind of nice. It was a worthwhile thing to have happen. And worked on the chainsaw and made a few phone calls today. And it was a nice day. We were going to go and take a walk. Some of the leaves are changing over by the reservoir in the bay, which used to be in front of my parents' house. But anyways, sun was kind of in and out, so maybe we'll try that tomorrow, see if the weather holds up. And I think, oh, and I put up a shelf also in the living room, so a little bit of inside work. And as far as that last night, I heard Pete put his call out, and we waited about 5 after 9, and then Pete and I chatted about, probably bored everyone to no end. They probably shut radios off. We were just talking about firewood and ways to beat the system as far as fuel and chainsaws. And I think we carried on for about an hour, but no one popped in. So anyways, maybe people turned the radio down. We had a good time. Pete and I haven't chatted in a while, KC2WI, myself, so. It was kind of fun. Gave some activity on the repeater here. And I know the great Remsen Barns Fest is coming up this weekend. I guess Kathy and neighbors and some other relatives are heading off to that. I guess everybody's going off there. I'm not, but anyways, got some other projects. Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you. Thanks for doing that. And we'll say good evening to everyone. WA2U.
All right. Yeah, I see there was a 20-minute recording on the net anyway, so I got it set up to automatically record all the nets here, and it won't record dead air, so it only records when something's when there's actual signal coming through. So, all right, well, if you don't go to the Farm Fest, we were down at Saugerties today. We stopped through there on the way back. They're having their annual garlic festival this weekend too. That's a huge event down there. And, a crazy event. But, anyway, all right, well, thanks, John. Thanks for checking in. You and Kathy have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2EIT looking for check-in.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's up?
Not too much. It's, it seemed about 3 o'clock.
Well, at 4:30, it seemed like it was about 7 o'clock. I was out on site for a couple hours, and I left, and well, it was kind of dark, and, you know, it just seemed like it was much later, but it was only about 4:30. I was going to go outside and do a little work out in the garage and on my trailer, but I got doing other things, and it kind of got to late, and so I checked into the New York State Phone Traffic and Emergency Net at 6, and then they mentioned that the Eastern New York section Aries Racing Net was tonight at 8. I didn't even know that existed, specifically anyway. And so let's see what I do. At 7 o'clock I checked into the Air Force Mars Net, and at 7:30 I checked into the by Echo Link to the Seaway Net, and at 8 o'clock I checked into the Eastern New York HF Net there on 75 meters, and working on other stuff in between and along with that. And I'm going to call it quits here pretty quick, and maybe watch a little TV and go to bed early. I didn't, two nights ago, I just didn't sleep well when I was up in Lake Pleasant for whatever reason. I kept woken up. And then last night, I don't know, I didn't feel like I slept well, so I'm going to try and make it an early night tonight and get back into the proper schedule. KC2WI.
Alright, Pete.
Well, have a good one there. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, we just got back here a little while ago. We went down to the Meadowlands there. We stayed overnight in a hotel down there across the street from the stadium, and we watched the Jets game. It was a good time. And we on a ride home, we stopped at the Saugerties, like I said. We had lunch and stopped at a couple of places and headed on home. So here I am back in front of the computer working again, so as usual. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-in?
N2PFM.
Go ahead, George.
KC2WI, we talk after the net.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Roger, N2PFM clear.
All right, any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
WATM.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. You mentioned that I think Garlic Fest. You know, it's kind of interesting, the things. I thought it was strange, but believe it or not, years ago, I think somebody went to that, and they had, you know, garlic of all different sorts, but I don't know. I wasn't going to try it. Someone actually put together garlic ice cream. Oh, boy. WATU.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing down there. Yeah, they still have it. It's a big event down there, and they have garlic pretty much everything. So, all right. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right. Hearing none, I'll now close Blackbird Valley Service Net. Return the frequency we're going with you. So I'd like to thank George, Bill, Kathy, Ray, John, and Pete for checking in tonight. And say 73. Is anyone listening in? KD2AIT, clear.
KC2WI from N2PFM.
KC2WI.
Were you ever able to install an antivirus in that thing?
It's done. I put the AVG, the latest AVG in there.
Right, the AVG 2015 free, yeah. That's what I had to put in the other one because I started losing protection on there. They said the email outgoing protection's been lost on the 2014. They said, oh gosh, here we go again with this one now. So I went in, I downloaded the AVG free 2015, I loaded up fine, and everything's been fine since.
AVG still seems to kind of be sort of at the top of the reviews, although
it's got some challengers, and there's some complaints, which I agree with, of the, you know, AVG seems to be getting worse with their, you know, promoting, you know, their ads of trying to get you to buy the paid version. They're just, they seem to be more intrusive and popping up more stuff and get the AVG free tune up, which only is free for a couple of things and you got to pay for the rest of it, stuff like that. So I don't know. I guess it. Years ago, I never liked AVG. It kind of got to the top of the ratings. I see, and depending on whose reviews you read, maybe there's a couple others that they rate just as high or higher. But in any case, it's in there, and I didn't do anything special. I just installed the. Windows 7, 64-bit Service Pack 1, did all the updates, I put CCleaner in there, and I put, Flash Player and PDF Reader, and I put the AVG in, and it's all set to go, and I didn't do anything with browsers or anything. If you want to download Firefox or Chrome or something, you can do that, and then whatever software you got to install, you can install. It should be good to go.
Okay, that's a roger on that. Thank you. I'll let you know. We'll see what tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I got my mother down at South Louis Health Center, and when I'm done there, I'll give you a call, and maybe I can stop on the way back.
I don't really know how things are gonna go. I got a guy I should have gone to today, but I got at this other place until late, and so I'm gonna have to go do his thing, and I probably really need to go into town, but I'll be around, so give me a call.
That's a roger. As soon as I'm out from the health center there, I'll give you a call. Let you know that I had called, and otherwise, if you're there, I'll come and pick it up. Okay, thanks very much. God bless 73s for now, and 2PFM clear.
Talk to you later, KC2WI.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo 4, Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, good evening, no traffic.
Thank you, and to WBX. Thank you very much. This is Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
5AOW, good evening, no traffic.
That's N5AOW. Thank you for reporting. This is Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Thank you, KC2NBU, reporting no traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo 4 Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo 4 Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo, Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon. This is a final call, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK.
KC2WI, no traffic.
That's KC2WI, no traffic. If no other traffic is, no other station's reporting, this is KD2GSK for Octon. Wishing everybody a pleasant evening, 7-3s, and now I'm switching back to the main frequency. And I want to thank the stations. This is KD2GSK.